Patient name, Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Fogelstrom, F as in Frank, O-G-E-L, S as in Sam, T-R-O-M. Provider, Corrine Castrol. Date of appointment, January 18th, 2024. Time of appointment, 3:15 p.m. End of appointment, 4:15 p.m. Billing code 99205. Kyle Fogelstrom is a 31-year-old male whose chief complaint is, quote, anxiety, panic attacks, comma, no depression, I'm happy with my life, period, unquote. The onset of patient's illness was at age 20. He stated that his overall quality of life is better, but his anxiety is worse. He describes his anxiety as crippling. He feels nervous, tense, his muscles are tense, he gets an upset stomach, he tends to overthink, he catastrophizes, he has a lot of thinking at nighttime when he tries to go to sleep. His thoughts race 75% of the time. He has panic attacks in which his heart rate goes up, he's short of breath, he gets hot, sweaty, nauseous, and he feels that his speech gets hindered in that he tends to block his thoughts. The patient reported he was speaking to a Dr. Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E, through a telehealth app. He stopped seeing Dr. Rumble because of a disagreement over his treatment. He feels that Dr. Rumble was giving him too much medication to the point that his speech was dysarthric. The patient was being treated with gabapentin, 800 milligrams POHS. He stated it doesn't do anything. Propranolol, 40 milligrams. BID, the doctor also told him to take another 40 milligrams as needed. He states that his speech gets slurred after 1 hour of taking the 40 milligrams. The patient's also on Effexor XR, 75 milligrams plus 150 milligrams at HS. He takes Xanax, 0.5 milligrams. It is prescribed BID. However, he stated and admits openly that he was overusing the medication to quell his anxiety, taking one BID, sometimes two. The patient feels that his anxiety is out of control. There are times that he has to call out sick to work. He does have coping skills to help him with his anxiety, but they don't always work. He drinks ice-cold water. He splashes ice-cold water on his hands. He chews gum to throw his senses off. He likes to go into work early so he doesn't get too anxious. Ice hockey also helps him, and he plays it 3 times a week. The patient has never been manic or hypomanic. He has never been depressed. He stated that his thoughts are obsessive in nature, but he does not have intrusive thoughts or rituals. He has never sustained any psychological trauma. The patient has no suicidal ideation, no history of suicide attempts, no self-harming behavior. He has a fear of dying. He has no history of violence. Family history. Maternal grandfather suffers from anxiety. There is no alcohol or drug abuse in the family. Substance use. The patient does not use alcohol, drugs, or nicotine. He has good insight that substances will further alter his mind. medical history is unremarkable except for seasonal allergies. He has anaphylaxis from penicillins. Surgical history is unremarkable. Social history, the patient has been married for 2 years. They have a 4-month-old baby boy. He works as an iron steel worker in a management position. It is a non-union job. He went to high school and trade school. He stated that his marriage is satisfactory, that there are no problems, and his wife is supportive. Developmental history is unremarkable.